Interesting things in the news. There is a video making its rounds on the internet. Some claim it is genuine while others believe it is a hoax. The video shows a police officer getting out of a patrol car after making a traffic stop. He walks over to the car which has pulled over and he is bent over trying to look in when something very strange happens. It appears he is struck by a very bright light which makes him disappear, leaving his clothes on the ground, at which time the vehicle he pulled over quickly pulls away. Yes, there are a lot of hoax videos on the internet. Go to the article for the address of the video. You can decide for yourself what is going on. It's not news that many people think the United States never landed on the moon. No matter what proof has been offered, there are still many people who were not convinced. Guess what? There are now people who don't believe China landed on the dark side of the moon. Why would anyone think they didn't? It turns out there is a white line in front of the Chinese rover which looks suspiciously like a prop line. I don't know what the line is, and it might even be some sort of natural line, but it was big enough to cause a lot of argument on whether the landing was real or faked. To add to this, Scott C. Waring, a UFO hunter, has said the photos show a lack of moon rocks. As to the line, Waring wrote, "I instantly noticed a stage prop line for placement of the rover in the photo. Sometimes things are done for reasons other than the stated ones. Scientists announced they are automating plutonium production so we can explore deep space. They say nuclear fuel is critical for space exploration. It is true, plutonium-238 is especially useful for reactors and has a half-life of around 88 years. But could there also be another use for it in nuclear weapons? It was very hard to obtain plutonium-238, but now that the process can be automated, things will be different. So many uses for this can now be explored, and some of those uses may have a connection to nuclear weapons. There is also a rumor that plutonium-238 will be used to power secret air and spacecraft. An Indian scientist claims ancient Hindus invented stem cell technology and test tube babies. This is just not any Indian scientist, but the vice chancellor of Andhra University. Actually, it seems he may have been basing his claim on an ancient Indian story which no one in the Western world would take as proof of anything. The story has to do with gods and the famous Mahabharata which tells the story. The story goes this way. A king's wife was granted a favor for her kindness to the sent Vyasa. He told her she would be the mother of 100 sons and one daughter. She gave birth to a lifeless piece of flesh. She was told to cut it into 101 pieces. She put the pieces in jars, and when she opened the jars 2 years later, they had children in them who all grew up to be strong. The internet is changing, and a new system of transmission called 5G is headed our way. It is said to be so powerful we not only would receive much higher internet speeds, but we would never have to log off, since there would be so much bandwidth. The new system is not only going to be a lot faster, but it will have the capacity to support a lot more devices. It has been estimated there are almost 21 billion devices connected to the internet so far, and this will be increasing dramatically as not only new users get on, but also because more of our devices will soon attach to the internet. There may come a time when we will have every single electronic device attaching, from stoves to cars and even our clothing. It is being said the computer data centers are just about prepared for the change, so it should be a smooth transition. There are a lot of secret aircraft projects in the United States military, as there is in some other countries, but the ones here seem to be even more advanced. Take the Aurora, for example. It is said we are up to the third generation of this space plane, which is also capable of flying as a normal plane. There is also many rumors claiming the black triangles seen in the sky are actually US aircraft and are named the TR-3B. They seem to be very fast and can also hover and may be spaceworthy. It is also said their code name is Astra. It has been claimed the government has finally partially beat gravity by developing a plasma based on mercury, which they have gotten up to a pressure of 250,000 atmospheres and have rotated at 50,000 times a minute at 150 degrees Kelvin. It is said it is not complete anti-gravity but can disrupt the gravitational field of the Earth. All I can figure is it allows the aircraft to perform incredible maneuvers without any effect on the pilot. A lot of ruins are being found in the ocean, and talk about finding Atlantis has again reached fever pitch. As I have said in the past, no one really knows if Atlantis ever existed. Just because it was mentioned in an ancient discourse, which was nothing more than a play for the enjoyment of an audience, doesn't mean it was real. Now that I have gotten that out of the way, it is being said Atlantis was found, and the proof is it fits the description. Plato described Atlantis as consisting of harbors with concentric circles. I think the question we really have to ask is, why has Atlantis become so famous? Why have treasure hunters and archaeologists been looking for it for so many years, when it seems even if it did exist at one time, it is probably at the bottom of the ocean covered by the seabed? There could be another answer if it existed, and that is, it had other structures built on top of it. Many cities consist of several layers of buildings. I am far from convinced Atlantis was real, and if I was a treasure hunter, I wouldn't waste my time looking for it